With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military bases across Europe at a heightened state of alert. Officials say the elevated status is the highest in about 10 years.
There is active, reliable threats against U.S. facilities and personnel in the vicinity.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network there are events and current events that are prone to a terrorist attack.
We know that the French are about to have the Olympics later this month, which, of course, is going to draw a lot of attention. And they, of course, in March of this year, elevated their alert status so that they could be on guard for terrorism.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says millions of people in the United States are facing extreme heat.
The upper air pattern is a large high-pressure system, an upper-level high-pressure system centered over California today. There is a trough in the central part of the U.S., which is directing barrel down in the Gulf, and then there's another ridge over the eastern U.S.
In the meantime, a visitor to Death Valley National Park today has died from heat exposure, another person hospitalized. Temperature there today reaching 128 degrees. Amtrak service between New York and Boston has been restored after being suspended late Saturday. Amtrak blamed the problem on a malfunctioning circuit breaker, apparently, officials believe, from a lightning strike. It caused a power outage between Penn Station in New York and Union Station in New Haven, Connecticut. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman introduces a pro-life bill.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the Life Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges, that to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin challenging the statute, claiming the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A majority of the justices are liberal, and abortion advocates expect to win. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom signing a budget that includes up to $12 million in reparations legislation.
The budget does not specify what programs the money would go toward. Lawmakers are not considering widespread direct payments to Black Californians this year. However, the state legislature is weighing other proposals. Those include issuing a formal apology, creating an agency to administer reparations programs, and identifying families whose property was unjustly seized through eminent domain. Opponents say taxpayers should not have to pay to address policies and practices from a long time ago. John Scott reporting.
New York man charged with arson after giving an 11-year-old child fireworks that set fire to two homes. Police say a 33-year-old man told the youngster to light the fireworks. They malfunctioned and quickly engulfed a shed, and that spread to the nearby houses. More details at SRNnews.com.